Well, I'm sitting in the National Library in Canberra with Professor Dr. Aif Overgaw, who is the curator of manuscripts at the State Library in Berlin. I hardly know where to start, but perhaps we could start with a general question, Aif, about why we collect these scraps of paper.
We collect them because they're important, because they are fundamental for understanding European culture. Well, music is one of the core aspects of European culture. That's nothing new what I'm saying now, but it's true and it's worth repeating it from time to time. So the Staatsbibliothek in Berlin, in which I have the pleasure to work, is collecting music manuscripts for centuries already. And over the centuries, we built up one of the major collections of music manuscripts, of music prints, which are around Europe. We have about 90% of all autograph manuscripts of Johann Sebastian Bach. We have some hundreds of manuscripts of sons and other relatives of Bach. We have three of Beethoven's symphonies by the hand of Beethoven himself. We have four autographs of the operas of Mozart. We have virtually all of Weber's manuscripts and lots more.
Mm. This is not just, of course, an exhibition of music manuscripts, although perhaps the music manuscripts are some of the most impressive visually. Give us an idea, would you, of the scope of this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition mainly consists of three divisions. The first division consists of medieval manuscripts, 14 medieval manuscripts ranging from books of hours, legal manuscripts, literary manuscripts of the Roman de la Rose and of the Divine Comedy of Dante Alighieri. We have Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Augustine. We have a treatise on speaking with your hands for monks who were not allowed to speak, written by the Venerable Bede in the 11th century. We have a manuscript of the Aeneid by Virgil of the 9th century, written in South Germany. That's the first part of the exhibition. And then the second part consists of modern manuscripts of the late 15th until the 20th century, mainly letters by prominent persons from European history, including Galilei, Michelangelo, Karl Marx, Benz, the founder of Mercedes-Benz, Max Planck, Einstein, Heinrich Böll, some minor persons which were very important for German literary history and history of science, in all about 70 manuscripts. And the third and the most spectacular section, in my view, is the music section, which comprises 16 musical manuscripts by major European composers.
Of course, I mean, a lot of these are figures who are important for the entire world, not just Germany. But
sure.
But most of them are Germans or have a German connection, lived in Germany. Or tell us perhaps about the history of the collection itself. When did it begin?
Well, the collection began in the later Middle Ages, when the local princes, let's say the princes of Brandenburg, collected, like all other princes in Europe, collected works of art, curiosities, precious books, and also manuscripts. And this collection grew slowly but steadily. That's in that period, the local princes were not that important. Other princes in South Germany, West Germany, were much more wealthy, much more prosperous, had much better collections in the late Middle Ages. But by the end of the 17th century, the great elector, Frederick William I, in 1661, so exactly 350 years ago, opened his collections to the learned public in Berlin, which was not that important by the time. There was no university, there was no Academy of Science, but it was in a period in which other European princes opened their collections to people who were really interested in them. So from that time onward, the library existed as a public library, not a public library in the modern sense of the word, but a public library in the sense that people who were really interested in the collections of the prince, of the Grand Elector and his successors, had access. And the library grew throughout the 18th century. In 1701, the Kingdom of Prussia was created. The Elector of Brandenburg was crowned himself king in Prussia. From that moment onwards, the library was the royal library. And professional librarians were installed. There was a budget for acquisitions. And by, the collections were catalogued. And there was a sort of reading room. It had a look of a real library where you could ring and there was a library servant who opened the door, gave you a seat and brought you the books you wanted to see. And there was a budget, and in times of war, the budget was very low because money was needed for war. And in times of peace, there was much more money for buying books, manuscripts, but also works of art. So gradually, but steadily, the library grew, and the library became really important in the 19th century. In the 19th century, Berlin became a major European city, and the kings of Prussia had the ambition to be at the same level as the kings of Great Britain, as the emperor in France, as the emperor in Vienna, and that's why they were very eager to enlarge their collections, not only of books of manuscripts, but also of works of art. So the wealth, the richness of the museums and the library in Berlin dates mainly from the 19th century. And another impetus came after 1870, when the German Empire was created, when the King of Prussia was crowned Emperor of Germany, and Berlin became the capital not only of Prussia, but of Germany. And then there was another impetus to make the library big and wealthy. So from 1870 until 1914, there was an incredible growth of materials in the library. And mainly in that period, let's say from the 1840s onwards until 1914, most of the important musical manuscripts were acquired in this period.
I'm at the National Library for the music show this week, talking to Dr. Eve Overgaal, who's the curator of manuscripts at the Staatsbibliothek in Berlin, the Berlin State Library, about this exhibition, Handwritten, which is on at the National Library in Canberra. Perhaps you could tell us how the manuscripts were protected during the Second World War, because Berlin was terribly badly bombed. How come we still have all of these manuscripts?
Well, I say that is a fascinating story, because the first bombs were dropped by the Allied forces on Berlin in spring 1942. And the Germans were right in supposing that more was to come, so they decided to put their books in the Royal Library, then named Prussian State Library, into secure places. And from summer 1942 onwards, all the books, the manuscripts, the maps, the music manuscripts, the newspapers, by and by were brought into secure places scattered all over Germany, in all 36 places, in mines, in country houses, in monasteries, in bank safes. And this process in the beginning was easy because there were men and women available for this job. But by the end of the Second World War, in 1944, when fuel for the cars was rare, and there were no trucks available, and all men who could fight were needed at the front. Under very difficult circumstances, one could say that was an heroic action, the librarians, together with civil aid, managed to bring practically all the holdings of the library, and by then there were 4.5 million books. And then the map collections, the manuscript collections, were brought into these secure places. And this finished only in February 1945, 3 months before the war was over. And this proved to be a good decision, because the central reading room was destroyed, parts of the stacks were destroyed. That meant, by the end of the Second World War, the library building at Unter den Linden, in the heart of Old Berlin, was partly destroyed. The library was empty, apart from some reference collections. And the collections, which were huge by that time already, were scattered in 36 places all over Germany.
And then, of course, there's the problem of getting everything back again.
Yes, the first cure was to repair the library building. So after a first repair had been performed, in 1949, the German Democratic Republic was created, started to exist. And the former Prussian State Library became the National Library of the German Democratic Republic. And from that moment onwards, those parts of the holdings which were brought into secure places in the part of Germany which then became German Democratic Republic, were brought back to East Berlin. That was about half of the collection. And the other half was brought to secure places in that part of Germany on which, in 1949 as well, the German Federal Republic was created. And those holdings were first brought to secure places, to a castle and to a deposit in Marburg, and into the university library in Tübingen, in southwest Germany. and they remained there until 1978, when the new library building of the Prussian State Library was opened in West Berlin. And that went on until 1990, when the two Germanies were reunited, happily reunited. And from in 1992, the two libraries were reunited in a major library, the biggest library in German-speaking countries nowadays, and got its actual name, which is Staatsbibliothek zu Berlin, Preußischer Kulturbesitz, which means State Library in Berlin, being part of the Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation.
Bringing this collection to Australia must have been a comparatively simple task compared to that. But there's some of the collection which you still haven't got back, though, I understand.
There is a minor part of the collection which was brought during the Second World War to Silesia.
Yes.
In monasteries, in Benedictine abbeys in Thousand Silesia. And when the war was over, these holdings remained there. And then Silesia became Polish. And from that moment onwards, these books and manuscripts were under Polish jurisdiction, and they have never been brought back until now to Berlin.
What have they got?
They are now in Krakow, in the university library in Krakow. They are very well kept there. They are accessible to the public, and we have good contact with our colleagues in Krakow. But nevertheless, I would be happy if they one day could come back to Germany.
They've got some of your Bach, haven't they?
Yes. Autographs of Johann Sebastian Bach, which were in the Prussian State Library, are now in the University Library in Krakow, in the Berlin holdings, kept there since 1946.
Eif Overgaal, thank you very much indeed for talking to me on the music show.
My pleasure.
I think we should have a look at some of these manuscripts now.
So this is Beethoven, it's not yet been placed in. We've got Wagner's Homage to Weber, Trauer music. Lovely one over here, which is Fanny Mendelssohn's, which sits next to brother Felix, and these lovely drawings that were done by...